This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
888-881-9, BT and Sound on the Fan. Sal is out today. We are back together on Wednesday. All right, so I'll get back to the primarily Met calls, but I see a couple of Yankee fans there as well. The, I'm not going to rant and rave about this because I've kind of desensitized to it to an extent. Like, free agency starting for the NBA. What are we doing, Knicks? Can we get a coach? Then I see something over the weekend. They're going to interview Dawn Staley. Was that actually true? Huff, I texted you and Sal about that. Is that true?
Sounds right.
Okay. Well, all right. So it reinforces that I don't know what their plan is. Because if you're telling me that their plan in late June, at this point now, a day before free agency begins, they're going to talk to a women's college coach. And no, I'm not saying she couldn't do the job. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is she was. There's no way they were thinking about Dawn Staley during the season. And that's fine if you want to open up to everybody, which I'm a believer and a proponent of. But this goes back to on the fly. Let's talk to this person, that person. Now, I don't think she's going to get the job. I don't know who's going to get the job. But I'd like to know when somebody's going to get the job, which seems to be very much up for interpretation right now. That's one thing. Now, the other thing, and I know Gio was talking about this morning, interesting read on his part. I think he's onto something a little bit, though. I don't know that it would really include the Knicks as much maybe as some might think. So LeBron opted into the, $52.6 million deal, and then there was very interesting wording from his agency, all right? Talking about how he understands, I paraphrase, the Lakers have to rebuild, but he also wants to maximize whatever time he has in terms of being at the top of his game and how much longer he's going to be in the NBA, et cetera. And, Gio was making it seem that, and I agree, actually, but I give him credit because he did it first, where he thinks that is Clutch's way of, kind of greasing the skids for a Laker departure. So he's not the bad guy. Hey, it's tough to rebuild. You got to do what you got to do, in essence. And then maybe facilitate a trade. And two teams that came up, one was the Knicks and one was the Cavs. And I got to tell you, I still don't want him. And I know that my stubbornness is probably stupid at this point. Like, even if you told me that the Knicks would trade for LeBron and they would win the NBA championship next year, I don't want it. I don't want it, because then I'm going to be beholden to LeBron James forever from a championship perspective, from a recognition perspective, delivering the first championship 73. And I know that this is old at this point, song and dance, but I've been saying for years, he didn't want us when he was in his prime, and I don't want you now. Don't want you. Don't need you. Well, maybe we need you a little bit. Let's not go nuts here. Don't want it. Just my luck. I've been bagging on LeBron for years now. And I just think he's so different than Jordan and, you know, numbers chasing and championship chasing and all about himself and, ugh, just not a LeBron guy. Recognize the accomplishment. No question. But to me, I don't need him coming here, maybe getting the Knicks to a championship, and then it'd be about all about LeBron James. I can't have that. So I guess I'll run the risk and roll the dice of a championship-less existence and maybe try to get some other players to end that streak. I don't want him to do it. All right, so a couple of NBA things. But again, well, I don't know when the Knicks are going to hire a coach. I have no idea. It's July, base. Come on. 888-808-1019 is the number. John's in Brooklyn checking in on those Metsies on the Fan. BT and Sal, what's up, John?
Hey, BT, I live right around the corner from Brendan and Carr.
All right, go get me something. Ship it over. I'm hungry. Starving, actually. I've eaten nothing today.
Yeah, that place is great. Yep. I love it.
Hell yeah.
I was listening to you calling them the LOL Mets. Like Keith McPherson.
No. I didn't call them that. I said that this. I didn't call them that. There's a big difference. What I said was that this run, John, feels like the LOL Mets. Like, and then Hop chimed in. He said it kind of feels like the Wilpon Mets. This run, not that they're, you know, destined to become the LOL Mets, but this has been pretty bad, John. You got to at least admit that. It's been a circus.
No. Absolutely. No, but I have a 20-pack this year, and I've been to like 10 games already and they've won 9 of them.
No, well, you get a 40-pack so you guys can make the playoffs. You got to get more games, John. When John goes, they make the playoffs. John, there you go. John is the good luck charm. Oh, my God. You see Frank the Tank, his reaction. Hoff, did you see it? Did you see Frank the Tank's reaction last night?
No, I missed that. I was too busy giving my own reactions.
Hey, the WFA and YouTube Daily. Look at Hop doing that. I love that you're doing that. It's good. Let's say you're really doing it because Sal didn't want to. But it's a great look for you. Honestly, it's a great couple of minutes for you every day to jump in and be heard, dude.
Yeah, and also I'm really good at my freaking job, BT.
Look at Hop coming.
Jesus.
Look at Hop coming.
They don't just give it to anybody.
I didn't say that they did.
Oh, well, you said I got it because Sal decided not to do it.
Isn't that true?
Well, that I was also doing it anyway. I've
you
also
know,
doing
it. You didn't
Rico
want
Brony.
To do it.
Well, okay.
You're taking it the
How's the
way.
Unkillable going?
What's that?
How's the Unkillable going?
Oh, you know, I took the summer off.
Okay, I know.
Yeah.
Do an episode.
I did with Wayne Corbett the other day at Fanatics Fest.
I did a Rico Brony with Carlos Mendoza, too.
I know. It was good, right? Was it good?
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Mendoza was great.
Did Evan really get on him, or did he
pushed as much
gloves?
As possible. He got upset with the Jared Young stuff. He got upset with a bunch of other stuff. Mendoza answered as PC as he could be.
Yeah.
We did try to get him to change the lineup, like legitimately.
Well, like Loogie, where you spread these guys out?
No, he didn't make it ridiculous. But he asked Mendoza. He goes, dude, can we change it up? How about Soto first, make Pete second, Lindor third, like change it up, and he said that's not in the cards right now.
You know, the truth of the matter is just a quick little pivot here. So, you know, Loogie, who was still positive in case anybody was wondering, put out a lineup proposition for the Mets. This was like late last week, and even presented it to Pete Alonso. That was a good spot. Pete was on the Fan here with those guys in the afternoon. It was good to get him on. And if you missed it, free Odyssey app, and then the YouTube spot, it's all there. Pete played ball. He's, you know, he was fun, right? And Loogie presented his plan. And, like, Pete was speechless for 30 seconds, and then he basically was like, what? Stop. Everybody's clowning Loogie on this lineup. It's actually not that bad of an idea. And it's never going to happen, I admit it. But if you actually took Lindor, because the biggest problem with the Mets is that the lineup falls off a cliff. So his premise is not as ridiculous as some of you make it out to be. If you spread out Lindor and Soto and Pete, and to a lesser extent Nimmo, and you literally like disperse them, it would be like 1-3-5-7 or 1-4-7-9. Again, Looneyville, never happening, but not dumb for the way this team is set up.
Well, he stole the Nimmo idea from me. I've been saying Nimmo should bat ninth for about 6 years now.
Mm. A little thievery on the airwaves.
I mean, it happens all the time.
I notice every time Loogie tries to get a little shine that Hoff tries to, you know, dilute that shine. Are you okay with Loogie or what?
No. I have no problem with Loogie getting his shine. I do have a problem, though, right now when the Mets are as terrible as they are trying to spin something that's not reality.
In terms of the positivity.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to have to pull up a few tweets here. Go ahead. Continue.
Don't be ridiculous. I understand it. I understand what he's doing. And that's honestly, it's great. You need that positivity once in a while. And that's beautiful. But they just got murdered in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Like, there is a wanted sign for whoever just destroyed the Mets in Pittsburgh. And you can't spin it any other way. You can't be like, oh, well, it was a great, you know, it happens. No, that's the worst showing by the New York Mets ever in history.
The 62 Mets didn't do that.
30-4. You got destroyed.
The 62 Mets, and to the point, and I don't know if you heard this because I did it like early in the show and I know you were answering the phones, whatever. Since 1901, one major league team has scored 30-plus runs, allowed four or fewer in a series, and struck out 25 or more, and won all three games. The Pirates. They did that to the Mets. 1901! You know, I've said this before, so I don't really need to delve too deeply into it, but, you know, I grew up watching the Mets as much as I did the Yankees because my dad's an old Dodger fan. That's, you guys know that, so I don't need to be repetitive here. But the early, like, my first introduction to Met baseball, the Mets were horrendous. Like, I'm talking, I'm going to give you a couple names that the old heads will really appreciate. Like, Pat Zachary was one. Mark Bomback. Neil Allen, who was a good closer. I'm just like, that team's to Henderson, Doug Flynn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And it, like this, that right at the end, before Keith came, early 80s, like that team was so bad, like 60-something wins, multiple years. Hubie was on that team multiple years in a row. I think Alex Tavares may have been the shortstop. They're just unwatchably bad. And this stretch, that's kind of what they look like. Now, we all know that they're not that. Like, they're not that big picture. But it's not like a knock or a jab or whatever to adequately describe and accurately just the malaise, the depth of this malaise. It's been that bad. Let's see here. All right, so after the Friday night loss, no biggie. Bounce back this weekend and take the series. Stay positive. I will lead us. It's Tommy. And then I guess after the another one, I think the resiliency the Mets showed in the Braves series speaks volumes. They've shown they can get off the mat. Pirates are bad, but bad teams beat good teams all the time. It's baseball. Mets will bounce back. Stay positive. And then tone changing a little bit, maybe. No. The Mets are only a game and a half out of first. Deep breaths, good position. Rest up tomorrow. Back at home where they played well. Baseball's a long season filled with ups and downs, and I'm certain things will turn around. Stay positive. Then there was one more very similar tone. So he has maintained that that positivity. Give him credit. Stephen Marlboro does not sense that positivity. He thinks that they're terrible, is what it says on the screen. Stevie, what's cooking?
You're the best. You make my day. I drive 200 miles a day, and I enjoy very much listening to you guys. The best.
That's awesome. I hope you're not leasing a car with like 12,000 miles if you're putting on 2,200 a week.
No, it's a company car. It's a company car.
Yeah.
That was bought.
Got
but anyway,
yes, sir.
I'm a Met fan from '62. I mean, I go back to the '50s with the Giants.
Uh-huh.
But the problem with the Mets, if they had scored 6 runs, it wouldn't have been enough. We know their hitting is spotty. They had that one breakout game where they hit 6 home runs.
7.
Atlanta.
7.
Okay. But let me ask you a question. Frankie Montas and the other guy, Paul, what's the beard?
Blackburn.
We can't think of Blackburn.
East
you're
stage.
Telling
Good
me
guys.
You have awful. You have nobody in the minors, in AAA. They can't be any worse.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
And to live with that. And the other thing about changing the lineup, were you old enough to remember? You know what he did when the Yankees in the 70s, when they had Reggie Jackson and all, and they were in a slump? He threw each one's name in a hat and pulled them out. And whoever came first led off.
I heard that. I've read that. I was a little bit. I didn't like watch that. I was born in the 70s, but I've read that and heard that. Yeah, I heard Billy would do that once in a while. Yep.
Yeah. So maybe. What do they got to lose? Hey, they're not winning.
Go for it. See, here's the problem with that, Steve. As much as like it's a fun loose idea, and it's not bad. I mean, but you know, Mendoza doesn't have the juice to do that. Can you imagine if Mendoza says against the Brewers? Well. Hey, guys, you know what? Like, he meets the media scrum pregame after BP, whatever, and organizational meetings. We're going to mix it up a little bit here. We've been in a rut. I put all the names in a hat, put all the names in a Gatorade bottle, whatever, a bucket, whatever he did. And, you know, we're going to have Torrens lead off tonight, and Beatty's going to bat second, and Soto's batting ninth because that's where you just can't do that. Now, Bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Billy Martin could do that because Billy Martin was a championship manager. You know, it was just very different. No one's doing that today. Although maybe, I mean, it wouldn't be the worst idea, but no, it's not happening. Rob is in Patchogue on the fan. BT and Sal, what's up there, Robbo?
Hey, what's going on? You know, I wish I was in a better mood, but I've been a huge supporter, as many Mets fans, of Steve Cohen. I think he's done a lot of good things. I think he does a good job of hearing the fans and doing his best to appease us and do what he can.
I think he does. I think he does a great job with that, Bob. Not good. I think he does a great job with that. Yep.
But that second part of his tweet this morning was either disingenuous or he's treating us as morons.
Wow.
And what I mean by that is he said that it's unlikely that the runners in scoring position is going to continue at this weak pace. If he just simply went to his computer and looked at the stat, they were 28th in 2024 with runners in scoring position for the year. They're 27th this year. So that's a year and a half. How is it unlikely that something's going to change that's been going on for a year and a half?
Well, again, last year, now he hasn't been very good at this at all this year so far, but I mean, you'd have to think that eventually some guys are going to be on base in front of Juan Soto, and Juan Soto's going to keep mashing. So it should
go up there. But I think the core problem is the people they have.
Yep.
I know they can't just sit there and just change the entire lineup.
I hear
you. But I think the core players seem to be the same people with the same problem since even Buck was here.
We've talked about this for years. Honestly, me and Sal were on this before anybody, and nobody wanted to hear it.
You know, and I know he's in a tough spot right now, but, you know, everyone loves Stearns. Everyone loves his disposition and his even-keel approach. But if I owned the business and my manager spent $350 million of my money, and that's the pitching staff that you convinced me to go with, with all this money, I'd have a serious, serious problem with your judgment.
Well, I do think... thanks for the call there, Rob. I do think that Steve has a serious problem. And it's funny, you focus on the part, and I have the tweet up again in front of me, where he talks about, you know, the runners and scoring position is going to get better. I actually look at it a little bit different. So, and I read it, and again, admittedly, I'm picking this apart literally. I would do this if Hal put out a tweet like this, James Dolan... Like, not many owners do this. Woody Johnson, I mean, all Woody does is puts out soccer tweets and, you know, the Jets are wearing black and green. Yay! How about you actually put out something meaningful? I would appreciate that. Cohen at least does this, all right? And from a fan's perspective, that's awesome. Tough stretch, no sugarcoating it. Right away, tells you, not happy. Then he says, I didn't see this coming. I'm as frustrated as everybody else. Those right there, those two sentences... I didn't see this coming. I'm as frustrated as anybody else. Now, you're all frustrated, but none of you have any power to do anything about it except not go to the game, which is penalizing yourself because it's fun to go to a game. He's the one guy who could do something about it. That's the second part. The first part, I didn't see this coming. When a man of power and when a man of control and success tells us, I didn't see this coming, translation, this ain't what I expected. Be careful. Be careful. Mets coaches, Mets whatever, just be careful. Maybe, you know, Hoff, maybe I need you to explain something to me since this is your brethren, okay? So, you know, when the Mets stumble and things aren't going well, nobody has an issue beating up poor Pete Alonso. Everybody, well, not everybody, some people pile on unnecessarily. But people are very quick, and I've been one of them too, I'm not trying to pass the buck on this, to point out Pete's shortcomings, all right? You know, when Soto, now, he just got here, he's a hell of a hitter, I get it. I mean, if anybody was burying Soto, like, long, big picture in April, you're an idiot. I just don't know what to tell you. Everybody knew he was going to hit. So that's a little different. But can you explain to me, This is what I need help with. Why Francisco Lindor is getting a pass? Because in April, he was very good, which is the opposite of what he does. In May and June, not one of the two, both months. Eh.
I mean, I he's not getting a full pass because I ripped him a little bit yesterday as well, but he's getting a majority pass because last year we killed him and destroyed, or not we, a lot of people killed him last year for the first 2 months of his season.
No, I was all
over. And always killed him for the beginning parts of every season he's been on this team for, and then he completely and utterly shut everybody up by putting on a show.
Yeah.
Should have been an MVP. I don't care that Shohei Ohtani won it. Should have been an MVP. Should have been an All-Star. Should have been all this stuff. Should have been a Gold Glove winner. He showed how good he is. Yes, he's in a rut, but do we go and kill Aaron Judge when he gets into a rut as well?
Well, but I think it comes out. It's pointed out quite a bit, like, well, when Judge doesn't hit, the Yankees can't win. Not that I disagree with that.
Hold on, though. That's two different things.
No, but it's the same thing.
Hold on. It's not. If Aaron Judge doesn't hit, the Yankees lose. If Francisco Lindor doesn't hit, the Mets lose. But that's not saying that we should crap on Judge.
Yeah.
That's the point. I'm not crapping on Lindor because he's not hitting and the Mets are losing. Maybe I'm just upset that he's not hitting right now.
Uh-huh.
But that shows that the Mets go as far as Lindor takes them. And that's so he's an offensive leader.
Yeah.
Okay? He's a team leader. He's an offensive leader. Everyone follows suit with Francisco Lindor. I'm not telling you that Aaron Judge is a terrible player and what the hell is he doing and he's going to be a terrible contract and he's not as good defensively as we want. Like, I'm not sitting there ripping Aaron Judge to shreds because he's struggling offensively. Maybe he's a little rut. That's okay. He's a great and unbelievable player. I think Francisco Lindor is a great, unbelievable player as well. So why should I sit there and rip him to shreds when he's not performing?
Well, I'm not even saying that you should. What I'm saying is, and rip to shreds is not the terminology that I would use, but I don't feel like he gets dented at all lately. And he's not playing well.
Well, he got dented constantly for stuff that he wasn't doing. Like it was unfairly getting dented, so he gets a free pass now for at least a little bit more. I'm not saying it's a complete free pass,
yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to sit there and go crazy and say, oh, Francisco Lindor, this is just unacceptable.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Because you want to know why? He led the team to a freaking NLCS last year.
I get a part of
so
that.
So how are we going to sit there and say, how about this? If you really want to do tit for tat here, let's go. How does Francisco Lindor, compared to Aaron Judge here, how does Lindor do in the playoffs compared to Judge? I know it's kind of screwed up, but if you really want to go, what's more important? Francisco Lindor took a team that was dead last year and carried them all the way to the NLCS. Aaron Judge has yet to perform in the playoffs.
I mean, Aaron Judge is five times as good. I'm not even trying to get into that.
But my point is this. But this is where I was trying to go and compare the two, saying you can get away with being really good and not getting dented because it's not warranted.
Yeah.
They're not warranted to be dented. But people look at them and people look at Francisco Lindor and will dent him for no stupid reason. Now he's got to a point where he showed you how good he is and you can't dent him for unrealistic reasons.
Yeah, I think that some of the shots were taken gratuitously. Like, you know, he probably caught more shrapnel than he deserved. But what I'm saying is he's hitting 204 in June, and he didn't do a ton in May either. So they need him. That's what I'm saying. Like, forget about, like, the denting Judge, and I just use that word, denting Lindor. I just feel like Pete is getting and always, and maybe it's just his personality.
Well, that's because I'll be fair. People like to crap on Pete because Pete doesn't fight back.
Yeah.
Pete's the big idiot that nobody. And take it for what it is.
You say that the big oaf.
It in jest here.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
the big idiot that like a whole.
Yeah.
Listen, Pete Alonso, I got to be honest with you, it takes too much shrapnel for no reason. And he takes it from everybody for the stupidest things. Like you said there before, too, like, oh, you know, he can't even throw the ball to first base. Did you hear him break it down with Evan and Tiki the other day, what he talked about, the throws to first base?
That part I did not hear.
Okay. Dude, he broke it down perfectly, how much he studies, where his throws were. He broke down every bad throw he's made to first base this year. By the way, three of them. We highlighted three, but he's made three really bad throws. And he broke it down, explained everything. He's like, the one for Kodai Senga, I'm upset that's on me. I really screwed that one up. But then there was other ones that his feet were planted perfectly, and it just, he zooted it. He said he zooed the ball. Like, he holds himself accountable enough. He's out there working his tail off.
Oh, I don't doubt
and
that.
And we're sitting there taking three plays and say, you're an awful first baseman. That's unwarranted.
Well, but you got to, well, we're going in a lot of directions here, but.
No. I'm defending my guys, because here's the thing is, BT, I sit here and hear all these people constantly, and it's not just you, too. It's everybody sits there and goes, Pete Alonso's, you know, he's a terrible first baseman. I'm sorry, that's not accurate anymore. Here's it's not.
I don't know what anybody else says. I mean, I know what Calder's saying. I know what me and Sal's saying. I know what you jump in with. I get that. But I mean, I can only be responsible for me. And what I said coming into the season, I thought Pete was going to have an MVP kind of season. So I'm not one of these guys that just dumps on Pete for no reason. What I also, I don't know this, but I feel this, like, you know, seventh inning, October, ground ball, somebody's covering first base. I don't really trust Pete. I hate
see,
the way
that's where I do, though.
Yeah, no, I
see,
got
and,
you.
But he can't
throw the ball. He throws the ball like a girl. He throws the ball like a high school. He throws the ball horrible.
There's nothing wrong with how girls throw the ball.
No, I didn't. Like, I meant like my daughter still at this
but
age.
But here's the thing.
I don't mean older players.
He sits there.
He aims the ball is what I meant.
Yeah, he's maybe not as comfortable as other things, but he is definitely going out there and doing his best to put out there a better product. He's been constantly doing that over
it.
And over and over.
It's also his job. I respect the work ethic.
And actually, to be honest with you, for a long time this year, he's been rated as the number one first baseman for a while, too. Everyone ignores that. He has.
Well, he's not even the number one rated first baseman in New York. Goldschmidt's a better fielder.
By the way, that guy's slumping, dude. I wouldn't put trust in him.
I'm just talking about fielding. Goldschmidt's a very good fielder still.
Okay.
Still, that's all.
But honestly, at one point in time, there was a rank, and he was the top first baseman in the league.
Yeah.
It was Bleacher Report, if you take that serious or not.
He
was above Paul Goldschmidt.
You're talking about defense or everything?
It was everything.
Well, because Pete was hitting 360 at one point.
All encompassing.
Well, then again, so was Goldschmidt.
But all encompassing. Exactly. Yeah. All encompassing. He was the number one first baseman in the league.
All I'm saying is 363 double play at home, guys who, like, a guy who can move and putting stress on the defense. Pete throwing it, we can have this debate all day, and I get it. I do think he's better than some people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Pete throwing the baseball, that's not something that I would feel comfortable with, but I'm not banging on Pete unnecessarily. They think I defended him by wanting to know why, and we just had the discussion, why nobody's really bringing up the Lindor stuff, right? Lindor's in a funky. They need him. Let me get Paul in Connecticut, BT and Sal. Paul, what's happening?
BT, how you doing?
Good,
buddy. Big Mets fan here. I'm 46 years old. Okay. Been a Mets fan for a long time. I watch almost every single game. Dude, their approach at the plate has been
terrible. You're breaking up. I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on a sec. I'm going to try to get that thing settled. I'm going to go to another call. Hopefully by the time we get back. Sal's in Brooklyn. Sal, BT and Sal. What's up, Sal?
BT, what's going on, big man? How are you?
Hey, man. How are you?
Listen, a diehard Yankee fan here, but look, I like to try to look at baseball objectively. Yo, the kid at short for the Mets is playing with a broken toe.
I brought that up last hour. I did. I brought that up last hour.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, just to be out there fielding and attempting to hit shows guts, and it does show that who's the leader. I'm out here hobbled, playing the hardest position. Forget catching. I'm playing shortstop with a broken toe.
I agree.
So I think we could just give him a little break.
Listen, trust me. I'm not trying to, like, revisit the stuff from, you know, a couple of years ago. I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm not. I promise. But, like, he got hurt. He got hurt, what, June 3rd? And I just remember, and maybe I'm wrong, so I'm double-checking it. Yeah, he got hurt June 3rd, and one of the games shortly thereafter, he had a couple of stolen base attempts. I think that was the Colorado series. Now, hasn't run a ton since, but if you're out there, he even said this post game yesterday, and he does project leadership with this, and I respect that.
Absolutely.
I do. I'm not trying to gloss over that. He's probably playing a little bit banged up, but, you know, if you're playing, you're supposed to produce.
Yeah, no, I am. Yeah, I got you, and I read you loud and clear, but you know the deal. Like, come on, you play ball. You know the game. If you're not 100% and give them credit, man, for not making it an excuse where the Yankees are, all you hear from Bob Boone and Cashman are excuses. Like I told you, they sound like They sound like Buddy, like Ryan when he was on the Jets. Oh, we lost our offensive line. This, that. He's not about excuses, man. And the kid is truly hurt.
Yeah.
So when he gets back, we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, I just say maybe give him a, and I hate them, but just give him a little break because he ain't all about that.
You know, listen,
the kid is out there playing hard every day.
That's a good call, Sal. And listen, we know that about Lindor. Come on, we don't think, you know, he's been here now a couple years. You don't think we know what his character is? Of course we do. You know, I've talked about this over the year, even when he wasn't playing well and I was criticizing him. I'm never about, like, effort or any of that stuff. I remember, I guess it was now, was it 2 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago. I remember it was in Oakland. I don't know why I remember Or maybe Pittsburgh, ironically. And he made an error, and it was a fairly pivotal spot in the game. I don't know if it was a throwing or he didn't make the double play, but it was a play that he should make. And it was thumb chest immediately post game. Like, no doubt. And I didn't even think it was like an egregious error, but he was out there front and center and absorbed the hits. And that's who he is. But he's also, you know, one of the better players in the National League from an offensive perspective. And the Mets just have too much dead weight. So we can, to overcome him not playing as well as he needs to, we could sit here and throw platitudes and chapter and verse, leader, good guy, calls the meetings, plays every day, plays hurt. Nobody's denying that. But you got hit. Got hit? Hey, need him to hit.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Tony. Oh, he's got to be pissed. Lodi, BT and Sal on The Fan. Tony, what is wrong with your Mets?
BT, pissed isn't even the word. I'm disgusted. I don't even watch them. They're the most unlikable New York Mets team in years. Let's be real here. Even when they were winning, when they were off to the good start, they weren't even playing well, BT. They were winning ugly 2-1 against the Marlins. It was disgusting. And now, you know, I never got on Mendy, but I got to tell you something. His little hissy fit the other day, it's the first time I saw passion from him.
Yep.
You got to get on these guys. I'm the first one to rip Aaron Boone because I think he's too much of a player's coach. Mendoza's starting to do the same thing. And you know who I got a real problem with? And you're going to like this one. Mm. It's Lindor. You're batting .212 in the last 30 days, and you want to keep smiling up there when you swing and miss. You want to finish your swing with one hand on the bat. BT, what is going on? And guess what? There's no fixing this team. There's not one simple fix. The team is poorly constructed. Stearns, this isn't Milwaukee, bro. This is New York. You got to build it the way it's meant to be built. You don't want to trade prospects for Crochet, who's dominating. Enough with the prospects. They all suck. I'm miserable, BT.
All right, there you go. Tony Lodi checking in. BT and Sal here. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, call of the day. Yeah, if you guys missed that, or if you missed anything, obviously, free Odyssey app. But that was, and that was really, really early in the show. I think that was the first hour. And that's where I brought up his broken toe. Like, I'm like, hey, all right, so when did he get hurt? I think it was June 3rd or June 4th. What's he doing in June? Yeah, there could be a connection there. Is it a bad month, or is it a bad month that's driven by a bad foot or a bad toe? I don't know. You know, you don't get a full pass, but you got to at least incorporate the details of what's happened here. Let me get Neil in Greenwich on The Fan. What's going on, Neil?
What's going on, BT? How are you?
I'm good. What's cooking?
Good. I wanted to tease Sal, but he's not in today, to talk about his Soto.
Soto's the only guy doing anything. Nobody else is doing anything.
I know, but he's not doing much to carry the team. I think he's 3-for-21 runners in scoring position in this.
Numbers are ugly with that.
3-13 streak or whatever it is.
He's got some ugly, some of those numbers with, you know, whether it's bases loaded or whatever, you know, high leverage. His numbers are low. I mean, they got to get higher. Yeah. No question.
The one thing I was calling about actually was, I know I've been listening to The Fan over the weekend a lot, people complaining about Stearns and whatnot. And, you know, I'm not sure what they can accomplish from a trade deadline or trading perspective anyway. You know, the teams that are looking, you know, potentially to move, White Sox, the Orioles may or may not be, the A's maybe, the Rockies, I mean, maybe the D-backs. Maybe in total, if you look at those teams in terms of guys you'd really want, maybe the Marlins, there's not more than a handful of players across all those teams who are maybe interesting. Mm-hmm. And out of that, you'll be lucky to get one. I don't think you'll get two because there's going to be, you know, 5 to 10 teams looking to acquire from those players, from those teams anyway.
Well, Neil, that's what I've been saying. First of all, I think you're right. I don't think there's any Band-Aid that, oh, yeah, go get this guy, everything's solved magically for the Yanks or the Mets here. But that's why, and I'm going to keep it to the Mets because that's what you call it about, I would be ahead of this now. You know, you got a month to figure this out, but, you know, I think you got to pull like a Giants and beat teams to Devers, you know, like the Giants did. You got to beat to whomever it is. You just got to beat the other teams to them.
No, I think that's fair. I can't argue with that. But I usually disagree with Sal, but on this one, I kind of do agree, which is I'm not sure how much one guy is going to make a difference. I feel like it is about the core having to lift up their game because they've been so disappointing for the last, you know, few weeks or so.
Well, but Neil, and listen, I think everybody's kind of right in that equation. Thanks for the call. You talk about the core, right? All right, of course the core is going to play better than this, and hopefully they play well simultaneously, which they've yet to really do this year. Everybody starts clicking. But you can't, why I think there still needs to be a big move, you can't run the risk of that not happening. Like, I still think at this point, as macro view as I could give you of the 2025 Mets right now, at this point, I think everything's still on the table. I think with the right move, with health, and, you know, with the three guys clicking at one, I think the Mets could get to a World Series. I also think the Mets can miss the playoffs. You know? So I think because that gap is so wide, I've got to do, if I'm running the show, whatever I can to mitigate the risk of falling short of the playoffs. Because I don't know if Manaea is going to be fully healthy. I mean, listen, I hope so. Manaea, and I remember this came up, me and Sal were talking about this, and I didn't take it as a very serious situation with the loose bodies in his elbow myself. But let's say he comes back. I know they shut him down for a couple days, comes back. You know, and let's say in a week or two starts or three starts, God forbid, it resurfaces and it's worse. Well, there's a chance you pass the deadline. I think you got to be proactive now. Now is when you got to do this. So I just think there's a wide, broad scope of what these Mets could be. It could be very good or it could be incredibly disappointing. And I'm just not going to take the chance. I'm going to make moves. You know that. Anthony's in Bridgewater. BT and Sal on the fan. What's up, Ant?
BT, what's up, buddy? How are you, man?
I'm good. What's going on?
Listen, I got to be honest. You know, listen to, you know, Stearns. This is on Stearns. Okay? You know, we applauded him last year for his pitching lab and all these guys that he gets. His lab this year is getting shut down, okay?
Mm.
The starting pitching sucks. The relieving pitching sucks. You know, he tries to get these guys on the cheap. And sometimes when you shop at Walmart, you get Walmart results.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I agree with what you said a little while ago. This team is built to win a World Series right now. This isn't a next year team. See, last year he got a pass. Because last year, no one thought they were going to win a World Series, and it you know, kind of happened like out of nowhere.
Yeah,
This is a win-now, World Series-now team.
Yeah.
You got to be ahead of it. That guy in Florida right now is waiting to pitch in a big-time spot. He's bored down there.
Yep.
His numbers suck because that team sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You go get him. Yes, exactly. You go get him. You make him be your number one. When he's pitching in front of 40,000 in a sold-out Citi Field, he's going to pitch much better than 3,000 in Florida. You go get rid of some of your Stearns holds on to these prospects. Like, how many infielders do we need? We have six of them. Three in here, three in the minors. You're going to have to let go of them because here's the other problem, BT.
Mm-hmm.
Every time these guys come up, they're losing value. Mauricio, not as good as the people are saying. Beatty, average. Vientos, we thought he was good. Average. Acuna, I guess the jury's out. Average right now. Go get a starting pitcher that's a big-time guy. Because let me finish with this. They don't look good against Philadelphia in a big spot, and they don't look good against the Braves in a big spot.
Yep.
They both have better pitching. Thank you, BT.
You got it. Really good call. But again, the previous series, the Mets did play well against the Phillies and obviously beat them in the playoffs a year ago. But I understand the greater point. Like, you know, I understand why some of you think that the Braves are done. Like, that's a big deficit. I get it. And they can't afford, you know, another lengthy losing streak because there's just too much baseball behind them and they're too far behind now. So they don't really have that luxury, whereas the Mets, because of the quick start, do, and obviously the Phillies because, you know, where they are right now. But I'm not writing off the Braves lineup. I look at I forget about the Dodgers and the Giants and the Padres and the Brewers and the Cubs. And like, I'm just talking about the NL East for a moment. I look at the Phillies lineup, which, by the way, doesn't have Bryce Harper. And I look at their top three pitchers. And to me, I have no hesitation saying Philly's better or at least more talented. And then I look at the Braves. And I say the same thing. Like, you know, some of their younger players have taken wrong turns, like their center fielder. I get it. But they got some horses on that team. And they've got two or three pitchers right now who are much better than anything that the Mets are trotting out. So, again, you know, as we kind of come full circle here, you could say it's early, you know, which is, I guess, to an extent still kind of true, kind of. That's a long season, which is definitely true. Most teams, even the great teams, go through ups and downs. I agree with that. This one is a little more pronounced than I would feel comfortable with myself if this was my team, to just chalk it up to the, I don't know, the cyclical nature of baseball, the randomness of baseball, bad teams beating good teams, you know, falling on skids, bad teams going on winning streaks like the Marlins and the Pirates. I get it. The talent's not where it's supposed to be. That's just what I see, and that's just what I feel. And to be fair to the Mets, there's a multitude of reasons as to why. Some injuries and some overly trusting or inflating the prospects, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.